B-Pod Studios.
Good Lord.
It's already
first thing Monday morning.
Oh, I can't believe this day is already here.
Is it fall already?
Man, where'd the time go?
That means the seasons are changing from summer to fall.
Fall is my absolute favorite season.
But Mondays,
not so much.
Okay, time to get back to work.
It's showtime. Get out there.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Remember that time it was fall? Or as you just said, autumn, LBF?
Autumn.
Remember that time? I think it was Thursday. It felt like
yes,
fall.
It did.
Yeah, that's over. What's our high today?
89.
Holy cow.
That's the thing. I mean,
89.
Yeah, it's going to be nice all week. It's going to be very summery.
Well, that's okay.
It's okay.
We know it's coming. I guess we'll take it. But it's a different 89.
It's a different 89.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is.
That's what my mother-in-law says. Bev says it's a different 89.
She's right.
She's right.
Yeah.
We have a theory.
Well, as soon as the sun goes down, it goes from 89 to like 60.
Yeah.
Right.
As soon as the sun disappears even behind a tree.
Yeah. That's right. It's
right.
A different 89. Well, it's Monday, and it is my fun day.
Oh,
so,
God.
LBF, finish this line. Yeah, you got it.
Oh, God, I have to run.
You're going
to
be, no, you don't. No, you don't. I want you to finish this lyric.
Okay.
6 o'clock already. I was in the middle of a dream.
Okay.
Come on.
I was kissing Valentino.
Yes, you were.
By
yeah?
Crystal Blue Italian Stream.
Are you Googling?
No, I'm not. But
okay,
ran
Brian,
me
what's
a little
it?
Bit.
I got the Valentino line.
Oh,
he just gave me the Valentino, but I came up with the rest myself.
All right, fine. I thought I had you.
Oh, that song gets in your head.
Now I'm in your head, too.
Thanks so much
just
for that.
Another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
LBF, what's cool?
Maybe there's hope.
Huh?
Maybe we're not the shallow, disgusting people we think we are.
Okay. All right.
There's this new research that polled more than 2,700 college students about love and what they want in a partner, what the most important trait is. And, there's, you know, they get to rate all these traits like physical attractiveness, good financial prospects, humor, chastity, religion, desire for children, and creativity. Mm-hmm. The number one thing people were looking for over good looks and finance.
In a partner?
In a partner.
Yep.
Kindness.
Really?
I think that's
kindness.
That's hopeful.
That's nice.
It's rare.
Yeah. No.
But my grandmother used to say, or my mother did, I don't know, somebody in my family who I half listened to, said, if when you're choosing somebody between clever and kind, choose kind.
See?
Because clever really is
that's
not.
Wisdom.
Yes.
And you know what? You chose kindness.
I did choose Dave's kindness.
Who he comes in here Fridays with iced coffee?
For me.
Nobody else? He's very kind to you.
He doesn't want to set a precedent.
Everybody else he doesn't care about, but as long as he's kind to you.
Anyway, so let that be a lesson to people.
Yeah.
Just want a nice coffee.
Just want a nice coffee. You know, someday we'll get one
from
Dave. Okay, maybe birthday. What do you got, Brian?
All right. You know, it's a great season to start thinking about candy, and a news anchor out in Seattle tweeted a picture over the weekend of 6 candies, the fun-size ones, and said, all right. You have to get rid of one forever.
Yeah.
Which one do you choose? Here are your choices. It's up on our Facebook as well, the WROR Facebook page. Snickers, Kit Kat, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Milky Ways, and Twix.
Oh, yeah, it's easy.
One has to go forever.
Buy Milky Way. It's Snickers without the fun.
I totally disagree. I actually go for Milky Ways more than Snickers sometimes.
Really?
Because sometimes you don't want nuts, and it's this nougaty caramelly yumminess in chocolate.
Okay, so it's not Milky Way for you. Which one is it?
Yeah, what's
Twix?
Twix goes.
I'm going with Twix as well. And anyone who says Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, you're dead inside and don't ever talk to me again.
I can't agree. I can't argue with that.
By far and away on our Facebook so far, Milky Ways.
Yeah, they got to go.
By far and away. No one likes the Milky
Ways. I said we have smart listeners.
Send them all to LBF.
So, I know. Please do. Yeah. I love a Milky Way.
I'm betwixt you two.
I see what you did there, Dad.
Dad. All right, Dad. I had a dad weekend. All my girls, my granddaughter was in this weekend. So there might be some more dad jokes coming.
Oh, God.
I won't apologize.
Okay. I do.
Okay. Simmer down. Here's the last cool thing. Do you floss every day? I'll just throw it out there.
Yeah, every day.
Good. Brian Bell.
No, I should really floss more.
After all that candy, you should.
Yeah,
the Daily Habit protects you from dementia, heart attacks, and strokes if you floss every day. Because it's the same if your mouth gets swollen, all that bad stuff.
Inflammation.
Inflammation.
Does this mean I don't have to exercise?
Yes.
Are you right?
I told you. No.
I'm flossing.
Eat your Milky Ways. Shut up. I floss. No. That doesn't mean that.
Oh, but
it's extra protection.
Okay.
Here's my floss hack. Do it in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you already have a water pick.
Exactly.
Do it in the shower. Just throw the floss away after. Nobody wants to see that. So that's just my
hat. Not good down the drain.
The drain. That's a big fat no.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
So smooth. Smooth.
You are smooth.
Oh, my God. Okay, autumn has arrived, as you said, LBF.
Yes, it has.
And I like that you're saying autumn and not fall.
Right.
Just sounds better.
I'm elevating the season.
You are. Autumn. Just you can't spell it, but we like it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so we talked to Scott Zolak Friday, and had some great football questions. He predicted pretty much how much we were going to win by. But he's always fun when he's even not talking about football. And you had a getting those Zoe question.
I sure did. And he is fascinating.
Okay. We love this big dude. If you missed it Friday, here's Zoe. Getting to know Zoe. All right, LBF. Here's the get to know Zoe question.
All right, getting to know Zoe. I wanted to find out, you know, you're boisterous and all that other stuff. But yeah. I wanted to know about your sensitive side. So what movie, no matter how many times you see it, makes you blubber like a lost kid at Disney World?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Still Magnolia.
Are you serious?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't want to get to know so
No,
bad.
I love
oh my
it.
God.
No, why
that
does it?
That scene where the Easter Bunny's there and little Jack's running around and he doesn't have his mother. Oh, my God.
Oh, Scott.
It's really, I'm 100% with you.
I love Jack Nicholson. Hey, Jack Nicholson as an astronaut in that movie. I'd like to take you up in my rocket one day. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
That's
I love
good.
Still Magnolia.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I
wow.
did, see? He is.
That's why we do it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. And Rudy.
Oh, Rudy.
Now,
you cry because it's not true?
Oh, it's not true. Hey, I know Joe Montana. Joe roomed with Rudy, and he said the movie's such a farce.
Yeah.
Ridiculous the way that story is portrayed.
Yeah, yeah. Not even close, right?
Still the greatest slow clap in movies,
it
though.
It is.
All right, it's good, though.
All right, so
thanks,
Scott.
Well,
all right, Scott. We'll see you in the hallways next week too.
Thanks,
wow,
so.
Steel Magnolias, man! I never
see. He is a very interesting person.
I never would have guessed. Okay, man. Just the thought of a 6'5" guy sitting around in his sweats, crying.
I know.
Steel Magnolias,
and I think he
and
referenced
popcorn.
With that Jack Nicholson thing. That's terms of endearment, which is another one.
That's why he confused me.
Yeah, because
that's right.
I think he cries at both.
Yeah,
because I'd say Still Waters Run Deep, but he's not still.
Now I know. Or deep. Now we know why he's always wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, he's crying.
Like crying all the
crying
time.
Crying about movies.
Tears.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
They do. We got a whole hamper full of it.
Oh, yeah.
Brought to you by Not Your Average Joe's LBF.
Okay, so I watched the Emmys last night. A lot of people watch them. A lot of people just catch the highlights in the morning. This is what I'm going to give you. You're going to catch the highlights. First of all, Phoebe Waller-Bridge really kind of stole the show because she got a lot of awards beating out Veep and Julia Louis-Dreyfus for comedy.
I love her.
She's
the best.
She is the creator and star of Fleabag on Amazon, which I told my mother to watch. And then my mother's like, what? This is disgusting. Which it kind of is.
I really don't
good.
Know who she is. I'm sorry.
You don't know who Fleabag is?
No.
Oh,
no.
She's on Fleabag. She's actually writing.
I didn't
know
what Fleabag was.
She is writing the new James Bond movie. She's a British actress. She's about 34 years old. She's had some great shows in Britain. And
she's
now,
writing a James Bond movie?
Yes. She's very.
Really?
Yes. She's very capable.
All right.
And funny. And really,
and award winning.
And award winning.
Okay.
And you should
now
get
you
to know
that.
Her.
Well, I just did.
All right.
she's writing a Bond movie.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Peter Dinklage won Best Supporting Actor in a Drama. Now he has won that four times, setting a record. It also ended its run with the Best Drama Series. I have never watched Game of Thrones.
I'm with you.
And it's so funny because...
I've never watched it either.
You know when you don't watch something and then it wins, overwhelmingly wins, and you're just like kind of this is a bereft feeling. You're like, I don't think I'm ever going to watch it.
I will.
You will?
When I can afford HBO, I'm going to watch it. One of these days.
Well, I watched the entire series in a six-week span before the finale.
That's crazy.
And so I...
Jeez.
Other
really
award-winning shows that I have not watched and feel guilty about include, but are not limited to, Breaking Bad and The Wire. I probably will never see them either.
Oh, we just got that out of the way.
So exactly.
Now, don't ask her anything about this.
I was excited that Michelle Williams won for Fosse Verdon, one of my favorite movies on FX. Did you not watch that?
That would be a negative.
Okay. How about, did you ever see Escape from Dannemora?
No.
Oh, God, that was good,
What
too.
Do you do?
Well, you watch, wait a minute, Outstanding Talk Show Series, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Do you watch that?
No, not really.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, can we talk a little bit about fashion?
I watch.
I know you don't watch that.
No, we watch that. No, you don't want to know that. Are you trying to say something, LBF? Do you not
like my
blue polo shirt today?
I was really disappointed in some of the trends that are going on. First of all, this pink and red thing that's going on, that is just, it's an assault on the eyes. I think that Billy Porter's hat looked good. I thought Amy Poehler, she really needs a new stylist. She was wearing a jumper. And it was not great. Jenny McCarthy, she was on the Fox red carpet.
Yeah.
And she was interviewing people. She did a really good job. And she also, I loved her outfit. It was like this kind of poofy blue prom dress, strapless, but that she paired it with a studded belt that kind of looked like a dog collar and studded combat boots.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked
it. You should try it.
It was very flirty.
You could rock that.
And props to Viola Davis. You know Viola Davis.
I know who Viola Davis is.
She wore a beautiful black and white dress and sneakers, comfort before fashion.
I like that.
I love it.
That's styling. What was Tom Brady doing yesterday?
Okay, yeah. So let's talk about Tom Brady. So Tom Brady, you know, when he walks into the field, locker room, whatever he does.
When he gets to work.
When he gets to work.
There are cameras.
He was wearing a dress shirt that was half tucked in. And when I say half tucked in, it one side, you know, with a button down to the left, it was tucked in.
Was that on purpose?
Nothing is a mistake when it comes to that man. Everything is like, and I don't know what that trend is.
So it was a half tuck shirt.
Yeah.
Not half front, half back. I've
seen
that.
Exactly. That's the French tuck. I just learned.
Yeah. So he had the left side tucked in, right? Yeah. And the right side untucked.
I don't know. It looked weird.
If I see that at work today, if I see any of these sales guys walking around like that, that's the Brian Bell's doing it right now.
It's bizarre. You look like you got up from like your lounge chair after watching, you know, football
all
day.
Can't decide. Yeah.
Beer in your hand.
Right.
I did.
Anyway, you can get off.
I hope that's not a trend.
I hope it's not a trend.
We love
either.
Tom,
I also hope that pink and red are not a trend either. So we all, that's what happened. The Emmys, full report at WROR.com.
Yeah. Oh, and also on our Facebook page, there's the big candy bar dilemma. You have to throw out at one of the six choices.
Okay.
And they're Twix, Milky Way, M&M's, Reese's, peanut butter cups. What's the other two, Brian?
Hang on. I'm pulling it up right now. Computer's broke.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Snickers, Reese's, Milky Way, Kit Kat, M&M's, and Twix.
Yeah. So I say throw out Milky Way. You guys are both throwing out the Twix.
I'm throwing out the Twix.
All right. So I'm betwixt you two. Check it out.
Oh, jeez.
What? Well, you both said Twix.
I
say Milky Way.
I understand.
You say stop. I get it. Okay. Okay. It's 6:51. It's Monday. I'm sorry. It's my fun day. I don't want to run.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's out of control.
Who are you kissing by an Italian screen?
Valentino.
That's good. So you're getting it now.
Yes. Very. It's like a virus.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. It is 7:12. And remember last week, fall was just about in the air. You were drinking pumpkin spice lattes.
Yeah.
Your PSLs.
Not today.
It's going to be 89. It's already 70 in Boston. So football Sunday yesterday, the Patriots, it's 3-0.
Yes.
Making it look easy. Try not to be bored. Edelman's okay, right? We're hearing?
Not serious. The x-rays were negative, so it's not like a broken rib or anything. But
bruised.
He's going to be sore.
Takes it.
Just squished.
Yeah. See, that's why Tom throws low for him.
Yeah.
So he doesn't get, run across the middle and get crushed.
Right.
But, still so physical. So at the Falcone House, you guys were playing a little fantasy football yesterday?
Yes. So yeah. This qualifies as, is this bad? So Dave is Falcone.
Wait a minute. Is this bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
You be the judge.
Fantasy football, you make the call.
Okay. So Dave is a part of a fantasy football league, which is taking up every second of his day when he is around me.
Okay. That's what happens.
So, I mean, he's on
the
phone.
Could be other fantasies.
And he's like, you know, I'll take this fantasy.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, so he's generally just, we're sitting, we're having coffee. We actually went out for coffee on Sunday, Saturday morning. And he's sitting there, and he's like, he's in a fantasy football league with our family and some friends. And he says, you know, our niece, Charlotte, she doesn't have a wide receiver on her roster. Hmm. And I'm like, I don't even know what this means. And he's like, but I don't think I'm going to tell her. And I said,
how old is Charlotte?
That's what I said. I'm like, you're not? He's like, no. And I said, she's 12.
Wow.
She's 12.
And he's not going to tell her she needs a receiver.
And then he says, I'm not sure if I should tell her. And I'm like, why don't you think you should tell her? Now, I think the reason he thinks that he shouldn't tell her is because
he wants
to win. It's a competition.
Yes.
He wants to win.
Yeah.
But then he says, well, I was thinking about it. And I feel like it would be insulting, like almost like a mansplaining thing if I told her what she needed. Maybe she knows what she needs and she's trying not to you know, she's playing it this way. So, and I turned to him and said, how many days did it take for you to come up with that justification?
Right.
And so I was like, I think that you need to tell her.
Okay.
And he was like, I don't think I do.
Did he tell her?
And so so she, she had Antonio Brown and he needed to replace him.
Yeah, we all did.
So that's what happened. It was going on this weekend.
Did he just text you?
Yeah, he did.
What are you charging him with?
I'm charging him with, well, I just think, I mean, on the one hand, I like the justification because it seems really nice. But on the other hand, she's 12, and wouldn't you want to give her just a little bit of an edge?
I think he's got to give her a little bit of a heads up, Dave.
I don't think he has, but I did.
Oh, now that he's shamed on radio.
She signed up for the league. She knows the rules.
So you're like that?
That's right. Way to go, Dave.
All right. So,
is it like letting somebody win and then it just doesn't really count?
Brian's going to be the contrarian. No, he's got to. Come on, Dave. You got to give the kid at least a heads up.
Got
to
pay attention.
You don't have to tell her which one to pick.
What was she doing, her homework instead of fantasy football?
God, I hope not.
I mean, what's wrong with her?
Priorities, Bob.
Right, so
priorities.
What are you charging him with?
Do you tell?
Neglect is what I'm charging him with.
First of all, do you help somebody on your fantasy football league at all? And if you do, is there an age, it has to be a certain age and under?
Is Dave being reasonable or unreasonable with his negligence?
So not telling your 12-year-old niece that she needs a wide receiver on her fantasy football game.
Guilty.
Is that bad?
It's bad. I think he's guilty of at least some kind of parental negligence.
Should we? Okay.
Now the bad uncle. You don't want to be the bad uncle.
I got another text.
Yeah.
Kids have to learn, LBF. Not everyone gets trophies. That's from our friend Timmy G. From the Wicked Fast Podcast.
Hey, so interesting.
People have a different idea.
All right. I say he's guilty. There's a, you know, the 12-year-old is young. If she was 16, I could see it. 12, I'm with you on that, LBF. Brian playing hardcore. So how about you? All right, 617-931-1057. Mr. Falcone is charged with negligence, malfeasance.
And, all those things.
Yes. Okay. All right, what do you say?
It's fun.
Right? That word's fun. I don't even know what it means.
Fantasy football malfeasance.
Yes.
All right.
All right, 617-931-1057.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian Bell. Monday, 7:21. Already 70 in Boston, up to 89. I'm seeing a lot of flip-flops at work.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No pedicures, but lots of flip-flops.
That's
not good. 67 tonight. Thunderstorms are likely. That'll be good. Kind of cool things off. So yesterday in LBF's house, were you watching the game?
I was watching the game,
mm-hmm.
and Dave was on his little fantasy football situation on his phone,
mm-hmm.
and he mentioned to me that our niece needed a wide receiver, and I said, you know, well, you got to tell her. He's like, I don't think I'm going to tell her.
And
I said,
she's 12.
But she's 12. And he right. said, I don't think that I need to. I don't want to, like, insult her intelligence, and also I want to win.
That's good. Dave, that was good. Nice try. But you are on trial this morning.
I say that's wrong.
I say it's wrong, so I'm with you on this because she's 12.
Yeah, there's an age thing.
16, 17, 18, or, then I might I mean, just let yeah. her, you know, sink or swim. All right, first juror, what do you say?
I say with Charlotte, I would help her out. But with my fantasy league that I'm in, it's all cutthroat. Every man for himself. They forget to do it. They forget to do it.
When the man's a 12-year-old girl, though, it's just, right, we're going to ease up a little bit, right?
You're right.
Okay.
Okay, it's an age thing.
There you go. It's our first juror this morning. All right, Kelsey, your second juror. How do you find Dave Falcone?
I think he's right. I am in a fantasy football league myself, and I'm the only girl. And, I mean, I look at my team every week, you know, and I, like I said, I play with guys who don't even look at their lineup, and I don't tell them.
She's,
the rules.
She's 12.
Right. Nice. But the 12 doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to you that she's 12.
No. She knew what she was getting herself into. So,
all right.
Did she? Did she really?
Maybe she did, yeah.
Well, Kelsey, how you doing? Who's your quarterback, by the way?
Oh, Tom Brady.
Nice. What's the name of your team? Everybody has good names. What's the name of your team?
So I have Jarvis Landry on my team, so my team name is Gotta Fold My Landry.
What is it?
Gotta Fold My Landry.
Oh, Gotta Fold My Landry.
I love it. That's awesome.
Could be Dirty Landry. All right.
That's great.
Thanks, Kelsey.
Thank you.
I don't know. Hung jury. One.
It's, I know.
Yeah, hung jury so far.
A lot of people texting me saying,
what
no.
Are they saying?
That's, nope.
Really?
Don't
so
tell.
With Dave. Look at that.
Yeah, don't ask, don't tell.
Buddy of mine, Ken, texted me. He said, if the 12-year-old is against me, then no, I don't tell her. That's from his son, yeah. Matthew, who plays too. So yeah, I mean, fantasy football, it's pretty cutthroat.
Intense.
That is.
It is.
Well, right now the jury's hung,
okay,
so to speak, for Dave, so he might be free to play again for another week. That's a serious crime of not telling a 12-year-old to get a receiver.
Pay attention.
Harsh.
Yeah, does he hide the ice cream from your daughter?
No, he eats it first.
Okay. Her fault. Right, good. She should know where it is.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's about 727. 70 in Boston already, up to 89. Any plans? Lunch
nope.
plans? Get out?
I might go see a movie.
Just to stay cool, right?
Oh, God.
I love it. What are you going to see?
I want to see Britney Runs a Marathon.
That's fun.
Yeah.
You don't want to see it alone, though.
Oh, I love going to the movies alone.
I don't do comedies alone.
Why?
Because it's goofy. You're laughing by yourself. That's kind of weird.
I laugh by myself all the time.
Well, we know. LBF, we know. Okay. So we put Dave Falcone on trial this morning for allegedly, I mean, it's your word against his, refusing to come to the aid of your 12-year-old niece, Charlotte, when she was in desperate need of a wide receiver.
On her fantasy football, yeah.
Yeah, he said, no, it's a tough world out there. Okay, get your own receiver. So we put him on trial. I'm with you. I think he probably should have helped her out.
I think it was a little
maybe
harsh.
A little nod.
Yeah, like a, hey, have you
who's
checked
your receiver
your... Yes,
this week?
Right.
You know, Antonio's no longer on the team.
Right, right,
okay,
right.
So let's go to Ruth. You're the last juror to check in this morning, Ruth.
I say Dave's wrong on this one.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
12 years old, if she's interested enough to even want to have a fantasy football team, why wouldn't he want to help her along, educate her about football? And then she's not going to only be knowledgeable about football, but enjoy playing with the fantasy football, and she's going to be sharper about the game overall.
Yeah,
right.
Big picture.
Wow.
Big picture.
Because she might beat him.
I totally understand the motivation of
doesn't,
not telling her.
Doesn't he want to be her
him.
Favorite uncle?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He does. No, yeah. No lie.
Yeah.
So, oh, that's good. I mean, like your reasoning. You should be a lawyer.
Yeah, Ruth.
Help
good.
Her out.
Good.
Whenever we can teach a kid anything that's good and cool,
yeah.
Or teach them anything.
Yep.
It's worth doing.
Is this Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
RBG, how are you feeling?
That's funny. Good to talk to you. Take care of yourself, please.
It's all making sense.
Hit the desk. He's guilty.
Thanks, Ruth.
Thanks, Ruth.
See you at the gym. Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Wow. But that's RBG.
Yeah. I know she had a smart.
Her fantasy team of the Supremes. Why not? I bet she doesn't have one, that Ruth. So there you go. Dave, I'm sorry, two out of three jurors have...
Yeah, now he's guilty.
Yeah, it's a quorum.
To the clink.
That's it right there. No more fantasies for you, Dave.
All right, so next week, no wide receiver for Dave's fantasy team.
Okay, all right.
He's stripped a receiver.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Brought to you by Subway. The Emmys were last night. Red carpet. You're all excited, I could tell, LBF.
I was excited, but I was disappointed by the red carpet.
Uh-oh. Do tell.
We're going to talk about the best dress of the weekend, and that would be J-Lo's. But before we get to that, I want to talk about the Emmys just a little bit. Mm. Fairly disappointing night fashion-wise. I don't think anybody looked exceptional. I do think that red and pink is, together is some sort of weirdo trend. And metallics are everywhere. Like, everyone looks like a knight in shining armor. And that's not a good look. It doesn't do anything for the knight or you. So, I don't know. So
yeah. Helps the armor industry out.
It does. Yeah. It does. But the show itself was, you know, fairly decent. Lots of, a couple of surprises. Obviously, not a surprise. Game of Thrones won Outstanding Drama Series. But the surprise was Fleabag on Amazon won Best Comedy over Veep. Mm. And Phoebe Waller-Bridge won Best Actress over Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She is the hottest thing right now, Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Mm-hmm. She's got Fleabag, and she's writing the script to the new James Bond movie. And
I thought that was already done.
Well, she did, or she's writing.
Daniel Craig? Wow.
No, yeah, I mean, this is the newest one. She's wrote the script, or is writing the script, or, I don't know, making changes on the script right now.
James,
I am not sure.
Bond. Fleabag. No?
Yeah, Fleabag.
Okay.
It's really good. You should check it out. Alex Borenstein.
No, I do watch Miss Maisel. We love that show.
Alex Borenstein won for Best Supporting Actress in the Comedy, and she got up and she made a speech, and it was incredible. And here's a little snippet of it.
To my grandmother, Naji, they are immigrants. They are Holocaust survivors. My grandmother turned to a guard. She was in line to be shot into a pit. And she said, "What happens if I step out of line?" And he said, "I don't have the heart to shoot you, but somebody will." And she stepped out of line. And for that, I am here. And for that, my children are here. So step out of line, ladies. Step out of line.
So
she's great in Miss Maisel.
She's great. She's great. I love her character. I love her.
This is her
second year in a row that she won for that.
She?
Yeah, she won last year as well.
That's really good. I have a quick note on Fleabag and Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Yeah.
She was specifically requested by Daniel Craig to come in and liven up the script because his wife, Rachel Weisz, is a huge fan of Fleabag.
Right?
Well, look at
there
that.
You go.
See what happens?
Full circle.
Exactly.
Yeah, full
that's
circle.
That's interesting.
Right.
Yeah, that's what happens. Right. Oh, my goodness. All right, J-Lo. Ugh.
Yeah.
I love her, but she makes me feel bad. She's 50.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2000, I think you guys will remember the 42nd Grammy Awards. She wore a particular dress.
Green dress.
Green dress.
Oh, down the middle?
With nothing down the middle.
Nope, don't remember it.
Well, Versace had a fashion show in Milan this past weekend, and the finale, it was J-Lo wearing an updated version, even less material, of that dress. And looking beyond. She is aging in reverse.
So who wore it better? Young J-Lo or
old J-Lo?
Did she really?
She did. She really did.
Yeah.
Now, one time.
They took out a lot of fabric.
Yeah. Brian, you want to pull that out?
It's right here.
Okay, good.
I just want to say that's
I got
awesome.
I my computer already.
But for the regular people who do this, let me be your cautionary tale. Because in a strange moment of my life, a couple of years ago, I tried on my prom dress, and the only way that I could tell you, it was like I was the Hulk after he got angry.
No.
It's like I couldn't. I put my hands, I put my arms in it, and then it just stopped mid arm, and it was just like that was it.
Oh, I can't believe you wore denim shorts to your prom.
Why?
Very funny.
No, thanks.
Yep. So that was a mistake.
What got into you to put on your 80s prom dress?
I don't know. I think it was like a sort of
tux or something.
No, I was in my closet and I'm like, hey, I'm going to try that on. And it was, I would say, one of the biggest mistakes of my life.
But come on.
I'm guessing tequila.
At least you got it on. Yeah, bar.
No, it was midday. Vodka.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're done. That's good. Okay.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, it is. So joining us this morning is from Rick from Danvers. Rick Silva. How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing good, thank you.
You're retired. You used to work in hospitals, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. Good for you. Yeah. Beautiful day today. Go to the beach. It's 89 degrees.
I will. Thank you.
You won't regret it. You might have $1,000 to go with. All right, LBF
Hopefully. Is
going to ask you 10 questions. If you don't know one, just say pass. Come back to it if we have time. And, Rick, you know what happens if you get all 10 right. You win $1,000. Okay?
Okay. All right.
That sounds ready to go here. All right, don't hold them back. Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
What's 2 okay. plus 8?
2 plus 8 is 10.
What color is the Emmy statue?
Any stack of gold.
Spell autumn.
Adam?
Autumn, as in fall.
Autumn. A-U-T-U-M.
What's the capital of Utah?
Capital of Utah, I think it's Boise.
Say it again?
Boise? I'm not sure.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus starred in this HBO series.
What?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus starred in this HBO series.
Seinfeld.
What is a community of ants called?
Army.
In what country would you look for the Loch Ness Monster?
England.
A Bloody Mary is a cocktail made with tomato juice and what kind of alcohol?
Vodka.
What cartoon duo gave us the Happy Happy Joy Joy song?
Pass.
The tranquilizer diazepam is better known by what trademark name?
Navicon.
You worked in a hospital. Yeah. I thought you had that one right.
Sorry.
I liked your confidence. I really did. Mm. You went through and you were steady.
There's just a quick pro tip. Repeating every question is going to slow you down.
That's all right. All right, Autumn. Let's start with that. It's A-U-T-U-M-N.
Forgot
tricky.
The N.
Tricky.
Oh. The N.
The capital of Utah is Salt Lake City. Julia Louis-Dreyfus starred in Veep.
Not Seinfeld.
What is a community of ants called? I liked an army. A colony. In what country would you find the Loch Ness Monster? That would be Scotland. You got vodka right. Congrats.
Yeah, good.
The cartoon duo that gave us the Happy Happy Joy Joy song was Ren and Stimpy. And the tranquilizer diazepam is better known as Valium.
Which means he doesn't need it. So
that's good. Yeah, so that's looking up.
So what was Rick's tally? Was 4? 1, 2, 3?
Three. And a pass.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All
right, Rick, you know. So
it's Monday.
Sometimes the questions don't match our knowledge.
Yes,
right.
But he
knew vodka and he can count to 10.
That's good.
All right.
All good.
You're going to be fine.
Sometimes not one after the other. But.
All right, Rick. Hey, listen, we have 4 tickets to Six Flags Fright Fest.
Oh,
so
fun.
You have somebody to take with you?
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So experience the thrills by day and fright by night with over 200 haunt shows and frightful experiences. New England's largest Halloween event runs through the weekend of October 27th. So, Rick, take the family. Enjoy that, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for playing. All right. So if you want to get a crack at the bat with Super Smart in 60 seconds, just do what Rick did. Go to WROR.com, sign up there, and we might be calling you.
Yeah, it could really work out.
Yeah, sometimes the questions don't match your knowledge.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
That's what happens. Okay. All right, trying to make Rick feel better.
Trying.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
Trying so
We're
hard.
Trying to give away the money.
Yes.
We just can't hand it out, see? You got to earn it.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And 3 cool things you should know.
Yes, all right, it's 8:25. 71 in Boston, up to 89 today. Some thunderstorms tonight. That's good. That should cool things off down to 67. All right, what's cool, LBF?
This is reassuring because I thought people were more shallow than this.
Okay,
good. You know what? 2,700 college students were interviewed about what they looked for in a prospective partner. And they had like a bunch of qualities like financial success and looks and this, that, and the other thing, body type, blah, blah, blah. But the number one thing they looked for, the number one thing.
Yes.
Kindness.
Really?
Yes.
That's great.
Isn't that
when
nice?
When was the survey
hope
taken?
For the future.
1950? Was it? It's a
it
new
was,
survey?
Thought initially, but it's now. They're looking for kind people.
That's nice to know.
Isn't that sweet?
Well, because it's mean out there.
It is mean. I think that, it's a little bit
people
mean.
People are kind of mean.
People tend to
all the social media
troll
and all that.
And things like that. So they're looking for people who don't do that.
That's nice. Kindness is your number one thing that you look for. In a partner.
Yeah. That's good nice. Luck finding it.
Yeah. Be kind, Brian.
Sorry.
Be kind.
I'm out.
Be kind to your... Okay, number two. Cool. Be kind to your teeth. The daily habit of flossing, now they're finding, helps prevent dementia, heart attacks, strokes, inflammation, just by flossing every day.
Really?
Yeah. Do it in the shower if you don't have time. Then you get like a water pick thing going right there.
Look at you multitasking. Sure.
Multitasking. So floss every day.
Twice
a day if you can. Wow, that's
good. How many times do you want me to shower?
Twice a day.
At least twice a day. All right. Brian Bell.
Unkind?
All right, well, you're out too.
Yes.
Speaking of flossing in your teeth, over the weekend, a news anchor from Seattle posted a picture, and we've posted it on our Facebook page, and it had six fun-sized candy bars. We're getting into candy season.
Mm-hmm.
You have to eliminate one. Which one do you eliminate? Here they are. Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Milky Way, Kit Kat, plain old M&Ms, and Twix.
For me, bye-bye Milky Way. Bye,
I can't believe the hate on a Milky Way.
Yeah. What part of bye do you not get? Milky
I get
Way.
Nougat and caramel. So
but there's
yummy.
No nuts. It's so close to being a Snickers.
Yeah,
so just a couple of nuts away.
So here's we've had this up all morning on our Facebook page. Here's the tally currently
now, what
from
did
our
you
Facebook
you
page.
I
say Twix.
I say Twix,
Twix
too. Yeah. I say Twix too.
Hmm. Yeah,
I like to keep my cookies out of my chocolate.
Yeah, and far and away Milky Way was the winner on our Facebook poll
to be tossed.
Yeah, we had the most votes for that. Next was Kit Kat and Twix. Or I'm sorry, next was Snickers.
Really?
To be tossed?
To be tossed.
Wow, I'm shocked.
And then Kit Kat and Twix were tied, which is interesting because they're both kind of the wafer within chocolate kind of candy bar.
Is there much
and then M&M's. And thankfully, only one vote for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Well,
because if you vote Reese's Peanut Butter Cups out,
you have an allergy.
You're a monster.
Well, you have an allergy.
Forget the allergies and all that stuff.
You sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure about that.
I think that the Kit Kat is a far better wafer / cookie than Twix.
Yeah. You can break it.
Twix is chalky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a weird
really
consistency.
You can't share a Twix either.
I still would eat one right now, though.
They tried starting that left Twix, right Twix thing. Yeah. That didn't really catch on.
Bad so anyway, if you haven't liked us on Facebook, just go to your Facebook page and give WROR a like. Have some fun with that. Okay, let's take a look at Trouble Spot Traffic, Brian.
All right, this is brought to you by Aer Lingus. A couple of problem spots out there. 495 northbound, you're heavy through the Milford stretch from 109 up to Route 9. And then southbound side of 495, there's a crash at Route 62. That's before exit 26 there, Route 62. The crash has moved from the left lane to the breakdown lane, so the shoulder's blocked there in the Berlin stretch. Then Newton, the Pike eastbound. The right lane is blocked at Newton Corner and Wakefield, 95 southbound by 129. The shoulder's blocked there by an accident. To really see Europe, go when others don't and fly there with Aer Lingus. Their European sale is full of amazing off-season deals to over 20 European cities like Paris, London, Amsterdam, and Dublin. Book today at AerLingus.com.
You guys want to play Yes or BS coming up?
Sure.
All right. Yes or BS coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll look for a player who wants to answer some Yes or BS fall/autumn questions.
Okay.
Some fun facts.
I love fun facts.
They're
I love fun-sized candy. I love fun facts.
That's it. It'll be fun. We're having fun on a Monday.
That's right.
Monday's my fun day.
Oh, boy. Don't sing it.
I don't want to run day.
Oh, God.
Let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
We're done? Okay.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Laura, good morning, Laura. You're our contestant for Yes or BS, okay?
Good morning.
Laura, where are you from?
North Attleboro.
All right. Tell us about yourself, Laura. Do you work? Are you just having fun today? What's your deal?
I work. Today I just dropped my daughter off at school, so heading back home. And then I just called in, and I'm so excited.
Well, you're going to play Yes or BS. You know how it works, right? All the answers are always Yes or BS, okay?
Absolutely.
You get all three right. We have a great prize for you.
Great.
You got to get all three right. Right, Brian?
That's right.
Or is it BS?
Or we could just give
or
we're just going to. We'll see how it goes. Laura, yes, here you go. All right, your first question is up. LBF.
No movie with Autumn in the title has ever won an Oscar. Yes or BS?
Yes.
And the answer is?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, there's never been.
Yep, never been. There's a terrible movie called Autumn in New York. Never see it. Legends of the Fall, but that's not Autumn. But that won an Oscar. But yeah, no Autumn. We're going to get on that.
Look at that. No Autumn. So you're doing right. good, Laura. Number two, Brian.
Here all right. Go. Yes or BS, fall is the shortest of the four seasons.
Yes or BS?
Well, aren't they all even? Aren't they quarterly?
What's your answer, Laura? Yes or BS?
Oh, BS.
Correct. BS, she says.
Oh, look at her.
So in the Northern Hemisphere, winter is the shortest, even though it feels like the longest. 89 days. Then fall, 90 days. Spring, 93 days. And summer, 94. So they're all pretty close.
Summer's the longest, but feels the shortest.
Yeah, doesn't that?
And winter's the shortest absolutely. And feels the longest. In the Southern Hemisphere, it's all the opposite.
Got it, Brian. Okay, here we go. Okay. Okay, here we go. Laura, here's your last question. Yes or BS. Today.
Really?
Today is one of just 2 days a year when the sun rises exactly in the east and sets exactly in the west. Okay? Today is one of just 2 days when the sun rises exactly in the east and sets exactly in the west. Yes or BS?
Yes.
You got
oh,
it.
My
yes.
God. You're super smart. Wow. Yeah, that's great.
You got all three.
Nice.
Yeah, it
it's
happens.
Some kind of an equinox, no?
Yeah, exactly. It happens on the spring and autumnal equinox. You got it. Wow.
Nice.
You know your autumn.
You must use the compass on your iPhone.
Man, good job. All right, Laura.
She's smart.
Laura, here's what we got for you. We got a 4-pack of tickets to SpongeBob the Musical playing at the Box Center, Wang Theater, awesome. October 15th through the 27th, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You got 4 tickets to see SpongeBob the Musical. Hey, for everybody else, for more info to purchase tickets, visit boxcenter.org. Laura, thanks for playing along.
Thank you so much.
Hey,
have
that's no
day.
That's no BS.
Oh, it's good.
Don't go anywhere. There we go. That was fun, huh?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. I learned something, too.
We learned 3 things.
Learned a lot about the Southern Hemisphere.
That's right. More than you'll ever want to know. I mean, like
you and me.
All right, Brian, we got it. 105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian Bell at 8:55. Don't forget, Billy Joel is your 80s artist of the day. Play again just after 11 o'clock with Julie Devereaux, and you have a shot at $1,000 when Julie gives you the keyword to text in. Let's file this under what were you thinking? What were you thinking? A wildlife officials in Colorado have to remind residents not to approach animals after a woman picked up an injured bobcat and put it in her vehicle with her young child. So the Colorado Parks and Wildlife said that the woman was lucky the bobcat was injured and too fatigued to move when she picked it up from the side of the road, put it in her SUV with her young child. Yeah.
Strapped in a car seat so the young child wouldn't have been able to get away if perhaps the injured bobcat pulled a, you know, I don't know, Jason.
Yeah.
and decided to come back to life.
Or played possum.
Ugh.
Yeah. So she put it only a foot away from her child who was strapped in the car seat.
Wow.
She should not have a child or a bobcat.
They should remove the child. We removed the bobcat, which was mortally wounded. Luckily, it was too injured to react to being picked up and placed in the car. But no one should ever try this. It could have been tragic. How would you live with yourself, Mom?
Yeah.
If Bobcat came back to life.
Hasn't she seen Tommy Boy?
I mean, I know, right?
We haven't seen a lot of stuff in my life. But that was awesome.
No, deer. That's still.
Then the deer comes back to life in Tommy Boy. Wow. That is a life lesson right there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can learn a lot from David Spade and Chris Farley, and that's one of them.
That's it.
The other one is don't try to put on a jacket that's too small.
Yeah. Or your old prom dress.
Yeah, exactly. That was me.
Yeah, no.
That girl
what
in
were
a little
you
dress.
Thinking?
Wow.
That's crazy. I mean, I can't.
Yeah.
First of all, anybody knows, everybody knows that you put mortally injured things, people, cats, in the trunk.
Yes.
I mean,
and you have a baseball bat with you. Haven't you seen Casino?
Exactly.
Right.
I saw it this weekend, actually.
Okay. I bet you did. Anyway, so that's our segment. What were you thinking? Good Lord. I mean, one part awe that she was, you know, thinking she was doing the right thing, but then,
that's like a
crazy,
no good deed goes unpunished situation.
Yeah.
But that's her fault because she's just not smart.
There you go. So, word to the wise, leave the bobcat alone. Especially if you have a baby in the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Just didn't think I had to tell you that.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.